Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. One of the most asked questions in, you know, keynotes, training program sessions, and is what created the shift in you that shifted you from being depressed, looking out the window, not having a clue what to do with life, to, you know, setting up multiple schools and setting up multiple businesses and changing people's lives. And I really don't think I'm that special. It's really about learning to look at life a different way and learning how to make different choices. So one of the biggest choices, one of the biggest things that made a difference is a moment that, you know, when I finished high school, I didn't know what to do. And I started working for an IT company. And within 6 months, that kind of went sideways. And I was sitting there in like a really, really small apartment. I'm not even talking about like 10 feet by 6 feet in like some really crummy student housing, which was actually leaking and got lead in the pipes. And, you know, it was really noisy because it was 16 students and it was always like a lot of noise. And it was actually rats walking around in the kitchen. And I was sitting there and I didn't, like, in this small room, I had a bed and like a computer I got when I was 16-year-old. And I was sitting there looking out the window and I really, really did not know what to do with my life. And actually, the fact that people had declared me so smart and intelligent and like an IQ of 150 plus and all that kind of stuff actually made it worse. It made it worse because then I was thinking, like, pretty much every day that I wasted away, I could have done something brilliant. I could have changed the world, and I was seeing my nephews like doing double degrees and stuff like that. And I was sitting there. I was doing nothing. But then when I thought of what to do, you know, I really, really sucked at the school system, and I, you know, the IT thing didn't work out, and, you know, there was all these, there were all these reasons, all these stories I was telling myself, which made it hard to do something else. And I'd gotten into the habit of not doing anything. And there was some point where I made the shift. And one of the choices I made, I don't even think I made it that consciously. It kind of happened in a short period, but it was the decision that doing something always beats doing nothing. Because the idea that sometimes pops up is that it's better to do nothing than to have something go wrong. And, you know, that's a reasoning that a lot of people have, and especially smart people. And they can really analyze, you know, 2,000 ways things can go wrong. And because they're thinking of 2,000 things that are going wrong, they're not doing anything. Because I figure out, like, if I think about it longer, I can find a path that I can make it go right. But because, you know, you're stuck in this loop and you're waiting, you know, for the right answer, the answer that could not go wrong, you actually do nothing. And the problem with that is that while you are doing nothing, you are not learning. Because that is actually the advantage of doing something. So I reordered. It's not, you know, top of list is doing things right. Well, next best option is doing nothing. Because you actually have three options. You can do things right, you can do things wrong, and you can do nothing. And what I decided for myself, that obviously I'd rather have things go right than go wrong. So top of list is, you know, doing things and having them go right. But I changed the order. Because I decided that doing things, you know, doing nothing is worse than doing things wrong. Because when you do things wrong, you can learn from them. You know, success comes from good experiences, and good experiences come from knowledge. And where does knowledge and experience come from? From bad experiences. Because you need to try stuff out to get better. And that decision, the decision that is always better to do something and learn from it rather than paralyze yourself and do nothing, that might be one of the most fundamental decisions I've ever made. And I still work that way. Like whenever I see myself get stuck, whether it's in parenting or in business, whenever I find myself getting into that paralysis, you know, by analysis phase, I will force myself to decide. I will set a deadline. I will give myself an hour, a day, a week, whatever it is, to think about this problem, and then I will act. Because when I act, I can learn. And when I learn, I can improve. So where in your life have you decided that doing nothing is better than having something go wrong? And can you shift that choice? Can you choose to make doing something wrong actually better than, you know, doing nothing? And then allow yourself to have the learning that goes with it. So where could you better, you know, just do something to get out of the stuckness, the paralysis by analysis, and get moving? Love to hear your answer. If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com, where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.